Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from a couple of passages of Scripture, one out of the New and a couple out of the Old Testament. Out of the New Testament, Hebrews. Not sure who the author is. Many people think it might have been Paul, but out of Hebrews 12, verse 1 and part of 2, the writer says this, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus." And then in the Old Testament, out of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, "I knew you," God says, "before I formed you in your mother's womb, before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations." And then out of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 through 31, a familiar passage to many of us, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." As we remember those words of challenge and encouragement that we just read, run with perseverance, fixing your eyes on Christ. "Before I formed you, I set you apart and appointed you," the Lord said. "And then those who wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings like eagles." Listen also to these words of St. Augustine from years ago when he said this, "People travel to wonder at the height of mountains, at the huge waves of the sea, at the long courses of rivers, at the vast compass of the ocean, at the circular motion of the stars, and," he concluded by saying, "they pass by themselves without even wondering." It's a statement which, when I first heard it, festered in my brain for a while. Yesterday's total eclipse of the sun highlighted for me even more. We travel to see the greatness of creation all around us, but pass by ourselves without even wondering. I realized that I've been guilty of that, but then realized that all too often, too many of us lose sight of the glorious wonder of our own creation and of who God created us to be. On the other hand, our children and grandchildren show a clear understanding of the glorious wonder which they are, as God intended when he created them. Just watch the excitement that marks their lives. But as they grow older, they too lose that sense of wonder of the incredible gift of their life and all God created them to be. Guys, that's not how God intended it to be, for them or for us. We may be successful in the world's eyes, at least for now or for a time, but sadly, at the end of our lives, we will realize too late that it was never about that kind of success, that stuff. Never about records or resumes, never about climbing ladder after ladder. It was never about all the transient things we accumulated, which are eventually gone, tarnished, and turned to dust. Disagree, doubt it, scoff at that, but think about it now, and don't wait until your last days to get it right. But today, if we allow the Creator who formed us, who set us apart, who ran the race before us to be our guide, our true north in our travels through life, we will begin to see again the wonder that is us and begin to embrace all he intends for our lives to be. I found it helpful in my life and when I've been privileged to mentor, coach, walk with others, to try and approach each day and the decisions, challenges, and opportunities of each day by going back to that point of beginning, that true north, remembering who God created me to be and helping others to do the same. And to not let the journey of my life and who I am be defined by the standards of the world around me. Instead, getting back to those God-ordained priorities of life, we begin to move toward all the wonder, all the potential and purpose of who God created us to be. And we stop trying to be someone we're not. And it begins when we remember who God is, the God who created you and me and who promises us that he will never leave us and assures us of an abundant life with him. Starting, as the writer of Hebrews says, by fixing our eyes on Christ, on the God who knew us before he formed us and before we were born. He set us apart for a special life. That's the start, to remember all of that. Isaiah reminded the people of just that, the people who had forgotten God and strayed from him way back then. just as he reminds us today in that great passage of hope and strength that we read earlier when he says, but those who wait upon the Lord, or other translations, but those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah teaches us that when we wait upon and hope in the Lord, when we move closer to Him, focus on Him, when we stand right in the midst of all the stuff, the trials, the difficulties going on around us, and commit to stand firm, knowing He is standing right there with us, that God then will renew our strength and raise us up with wings like eagles, so we can run and not be weary, so we can walk and not faint. He will restore within us a sense of wonder, a sense of potential and purpose in our lives that He created for you and me to live. We read that. We hear that. But guys, listen, do we believe that? Do we believe in that God, the God who created it all, the God who set the moon and the sun and the earth in orbit, the same God who knows where you and I are and what we are going through? How can that be? Really? I mean, do you believe in that God? The God that knows where you are, yet He created it all. Let's be honest. I'll bet that we have all had moments where we had some doubt. I get it. Even more, God gets it. When I was in the sixth grade, we lived in Farmington, Connecticut. It was one of the places I lived as a child that I had mostly fond memories of before we moved again the following year. And it was when I remember having my first real encounter, not full of religious dogma and ritual and rules and all that stuff, but my first real encounter, my first realization as to who God was and who God is. There was a stone wall on the back of the property that I couldn't go beyond, and I would often wonder who I might be one day if I ever got beyond that stone wall. Early one evening when I was all alone, I remember looking into the night sky, the stars, thinking about the solar systems, the galaxies, the universe that I was learning about in school and all that must be out there, and began to wonder what was beyond even them. The bigness became very amazing to me and a little scary thinking about it. I imagined as far as I could toward what might be at the very end of it all. And then in my imagination, I built a stone wall right there at what I imagined was the end of it all. But then I wondered, and you guessed it already, what was on the other side of that stone wall which I had just built in my imagination. And it was there, in that moment, for that 12-year-old boy, that I had my first encounter with an enormous and great God. And it was, as I mentioned, a bit frightening for me. But that was the God I would eventually come to believe in. That great God who I would learn had a plan for even me. That great God who was forever aware of my every thought, word, and step, and yet loved me still. For many reasons, too many of us never become all who the God beyond that stone wall created us to be. And as a result, we never tap into all the power and the potential God has placed in our lives. The reasons we recite for that are many: lack of time, current career pressures, a doubt in our ability, the lure of what the world says is important, past failures hold us back. All of those and others keep us from tapping into the potential within us, finding our purpose, and becoming all He created us to be. And sometimes, guys, if we're really honest about it, it's because we struggle to believe and understand that all-powerful and wonderful God and how He could possibly know who we are and where we are. But as Billy Graham has said time and time again, we are not called to understand, but we are called to believe. To believe who that enormous and wonderful God of it all intended for each of us to be. And to see again the wonder of the life He created that is ours. And to make sure that we don't come to the end of our days with a lot of worldly stuff and achievements, yet never having reached our full God-given potential. Never having had the impact in the world our awesome God intended for us to have. It's not how He intended our lives to be. Stuck in the never-ending ups and downs of the successes and failures of the world and allowing them to determine our worth. Coming up short on the impact that we could have and the legacy that we were meant to leave. Listen, we were not created by the God of the universe to be what the world says we should be. that's way too small. Instead, we were created to be all who God wants us to be, and to soar on wings of eagles, and to do it with God. Believe it. Believe Him. Believe in His creation. You. The wonder of His creation. That's who you are. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. No matter where you are in your journey, don't miss who He made you to be. So who are you? Well, why don't you just start here by remembering that you're a child of the all-time King of Kings, the God on this side of and on the other side of my imaginary wall, that great God, the God who knew you and me before we were born, and who set you and me apart for special things. Draw nearer and nearer to Him, so that He will cause you to mount up with wings like eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Wait upon the Lord, hope in the Lord, and fix your eyes upon the Lord to become all you were created to be. Don't travel the world over and wonder at all you see and pass by the wonder that is you. The wonder of you, a child of God. It's who you are. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my dear friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for all that you created them to be. And I thank you for the reminder of the wonder they are, of all that you created them to be. Help them to never forget that, to embrace it afresh and anew today, and then move forward with you in becoming all that you created them to be, to have the impact only they can have and leave the legacy that you intended for them to have in their lives, in the lives around them, and throughout the world. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.